Hey there, thanks for tuning in today. I just wanted to welcome you and I appreciate you popping in and sparing a few minutes of your time today to receive this message for the month of June. So as I connect into this message with Grace, my spirit guide, I act as a conduit and she passes along the message to me in which I pass it along to you. So for this message, Grace is showing for this month that there's going to be a lot of energy conflict, I guess is a good word to use, or conflict in energy. Nah, not so much energy conflict. And what she means by this is that it's not going to be a conflict in energy. It's going to be that there's many different energies that are going to be jumping up, popping up into your life where it may feel like conflict. And she's laughing and saying that she wants me to differentiate the two between, yet again, when I first said, I said to her, so you mean like conflict in energy or energy conflict? So the difference between the two is conflict in energy. The definition for that is, she's saying it refers to two energies that do not harmoniously vibrate with one another. Okay, so they're in conflict. But what she's talking about isn't that. She's talking about there's multiple energies, so energy conflict. Is differentiating people, differentiating the energy that people are showing this month, the energy that is going to be brought up in family, friends, even around how you're feeling with yourself. So it's almost like you're in these little mini situations of feeling like you're in conflict, but you're not actually in conflict. It's being brought up to you, and this energy is being presented to you to make you become more aware of your surroundings, more aware of your choices, and looking into these choices that you're making, and even going back at it and changing those decisions and choices. And that's because it is going to feel like that it's in conflict, but it's not actual conflict. It's just a mix mesh of energy that's floating around. So try not to mix the two up. Feel free to DM me or send me a email if you are confused with this. Because I don't want you to get them confused, because if you do and you're not sure of choices or decisions, it could actually cause you losing out in a potential opportunity or something that is going to be beneficial for you. So maybe you're looking at relationships and you choose not to go out with somebody or respond back because you feel this unease within the energy, but you really need to step back, take a look and say, okay, why am I feeling this way? Is it because of my past emotions and experiences that are bringing up triggers that are causing me to feel this way? Okay. So if you look in a career, well, should I get a career? Shouldn't I get a career? Okay. I've got a job interview. Do I really want to go for that job interview? I'm feeling some conflict with it and I'm not sure why. Step back. Take a look at it, look at the position, look at the qualifications, look at the outline of it, and then ask yourself, why am I feeling triggered in regards to this position? What is the situation in the past that I may have experienced that is causing this come up as a trigger? So that's where that energy conflict comes from, right? It comes from almost like a misleading energy. That if you do step into your potential of taking that career and step into the potential of that relationship, it's going to pay off in very abundant ways, right? Of things working out. So take a look throughout the next month, the next several weeks, and when you feel like you're in conflict, go within, ask those questions, and then make a decision based on that secondary thought. If you have to journal it out and write down what the conflict is, how you're feeling, and then write out in point form or brain dump, brainstorm, all these other emotions and feelings, past triggers or past situations that may have been similar or a similar situation, then step back again, take a look at it and ask yourself, is this really true? Or are these just triggers that are causing me to feel that conflict? And then make a informed choice and decision based on the best choice for you once you lay out that blueprint plan of kind of working through these different stages. So Grace sends you lots of love and lots of light. I hope this message supports you throughout the month. And remember, you're allowed to take time. You're allowed to take a breath. You're allowed to step back and look at the bigger picture and situation. It's about you. It's about what's best for you and moving forward so you can live life to its fullest. Much love and light, and see you next month. Take care.